Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a scale of 0 to infinity, how much have you missed the two of us?
There's no negative option.
Wow. I mean, it's a new year. I have feelings. Dave, do you have feelings? I'm not sure sometimes.
I've got a couple.
Couple feelings. We look up at you as a veteran, hard-scrabble journalist. We look to learn from you.
Well, there's your first problem.
Yeah, your words of wisdom, and right away,
an icon of the city of Pittsburgh,
icon
all the way to Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Exactly, and then I'm excited to talk to her. I'm so excited that I forgot to include her in the tweet. So I apologize for that. Yeah, I just added it now. I gave you I gave you the solo tweet right now.
Uh-huh.
Right now, Rena's. You can hold on. You can listen. Radios that were listening to Common or listening to music are now clicking over.
Click.
Because they want to hear you. And the first thing they heard was, is a negative an option? Wow.
I guess they're used to that on your show, though.
This is a show of ebullience, of happiness, of joy.
Right.
And of carefree laughter.
Right. I forgot. I've been gone so long that I forgot that is your main mission.
Yes. That is it. How are, okay, so summarize the last, I don't know, 7 months since we last talked. Was it middle December? It's been crazy how the schedule has worked out. Dave, do you have the date?
It was the 11th was the last time
gosh,
we spoke with her.
Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because we were gone on the 18th. You had an issue that day, and I was out
that?
As well.
She just said a full month of freedom.
Yeah.
She feels like she's a hostage of some sort.
Not quite. It's only the 9th. Calm down.
She's been sucked back in. Psst, come here. There, right? And she fell right in the trap. Right in the trap. How was your Christmas? Why don't we start there? How was Christmas?
It was all delightful. All good. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I'm wound too tight.
Yeah, we do.
So.
We're aware.
So. Christmases are stressful for me.
Yeah, I bet.
Holidays are stressful for me.
Give us the top three reasons why Christmas is especially stressful for WCCU-TV's Rena Sargentopoulos.
Well, you know, growing up in Pittsburgh, you just you get a different feel for things.
Yes.
I want everything to be perfect. And so...
Yeah.
I feel like I have to do everything myself. It's not that other people don't want to help. It's literally like, I don't know how to delegate.
Oh.
I'm not putting this on anyone.
That's a
myself.
Bad.
I don't know how to delegate.
You need to be better.
I'm wound too tight. I know.
When people offer, I think all of us have a little bit of that in us, but you know, it matters. So like when people like your husband and others are offering help, are you just like, no? I'm doing it? Is that kind of your response?
I think my husband's so used to me just doing everything that he just expects it now. And again, not his fault. But I asked him to do one thing this year. Because I was like, I need help. I can't do this by myself anymore. He's like, okay. And I asked him to do one thing. And then it was like, it took him so long to do it that I started to get like anxiety, panic attack sort of thing. But I was like, nope, I'm just going to let it go. I'm going to let it go. And he did it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing about dynamics of friendships and relationships, especially around the holidays, Rena, that we all kind of have different timelines. And if it's normally a typical time during the year, it's like no big deal. when there are a lot of things that need to come together, my timeline compared to your timeline, it matters a hell of a lot more.
It does.
Yep.
And when you're wound too tight, it really matters.
Yeah. And normally, the three of us in this conversation, it's a curse, but we're all perfect. So it's not easy then to deal with others who don't haven't achieved that level of perfection.
Exactly.
Did you
experience this for your Christmas?
We had a pretty good Christmas. Unfortunately, Q got sick.
And then
he had a seizure. And so it kind of, that was sad. That was sad.
Yeah.
And it's now a new tradition because last year in the middle of the Christmas festivities, I started saying, I'm getting sick. And then by 7 o'clock, I took a test and I had COVID. So it's a new Christmas tradition at our house. Who's going to get sick next? You know, new games.
Everyone has been sick, though.
Yeah.
COVID, norovirus, like it is all going around.
Yeah. That's.
I don't talk to people anymore.
No.
I'm like, don't talk to me. You stand 11 feet away.
You only talk to people when you're doing the feature on them when they're retiring. That's when they bring you in.
That's my new thing.
That's
my new thing.
Whenever Julie or Belle retire.
Oh, I can't. I can't do that one.
You're going to have to do a 1 month feature on those two.
I can't. No.
Honestly.
I can't do that. And when Boyd leaves, I can't do it either. I can't be responsible for that situation.
I didn't even bring up Boyd because Boyd retires. Ken Burns is coming in. Right? I mean, Ken Burns has to be brought in because of how amazing.
Just to do this feature.
Yeah. His health battles and the great storytelling and then what an amazing person he is. You know, it's like, no. Okay. What food did we eat on Christmas?
The normal stuff. I think we had Christmas Eve. I think we had steak and pasta and... That's actually probably not really traditional. I don't know. Maybe if you're Italian.
Yeah.
Christmas Day, again, was steak, again, I think.
I don't think you can double it. Dave.
Like weeks ago now.
Dave, can you double up on steak? I think Christmas Eve and Christmas dinner should be slightly different.
It'd be nice to mix it up
a little bit.
It was different at my place. I'm sure it was different at your place.
Different at my place, yeah. Well, I mean, we put some effort into it.
Why do you hate all the cattle ranchers of the United States? Why do you not like... Cattle producers, and what is it that you have against them from making a profit?
I believe in cows. This show is pro cows. Dave, give us
a
little cows.
I'm pro cow too. They're delicious.
Moo. Right there on WCC Radio. If we were just talking about the fires, we're now mooing. Right here on WCC Radio.
This is what I bring to your show.
Thank you.
Absolutely nothing.
Can we hear your mooing? Give us a little moo.
Oh, there's not a chance on
what?
Earth, friend.
Moo.
Please.
Dave, one for you.
Moo.
That's a cow in heat. I don't think we needed to go there. I'm a little uncomfortable. Okay, so was it steak and pasta also? Was it just leftovers?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe it was just leftovers.
God, this is like a month ago now.
We haven't talked.
I had for lunch yesterday. I don't remember. It was delicious. I know I made a salad one of those nights that was delicious.
Nice. How about New Year's Eve? Were you out boozing, dancing at a hoity-toity club? Or were you
by boozing and dancing, you mean sleeping and laying down, then yes.
I think those are two different things. I got to be honest.
Okay. No, I did nothing. I did nothing.
Took your teeth out at about, took your teeth out at about 8:30 and that was it?
Yeah. What about you? Were you out partying?
No.
Exactly.
Had the kid. Had some fun. Had the gal over. We had some good food. I'd like to say I know instantly what it was because I just was kidding you about it. And then I'm thinking right now.
See?
What did we have? On
steak and pasta.
I think it was. I think you know
steak
we went. We went to where you live in. Not a lot of people know this. You live in Hinckley, and you drive every day.
Yeah.
I went to Hinckley, and I went through your leftovers, and I saved them for 5 days.
Mm.
How long is?
Why would you do such a thing?
Yeah, that'd be bad. How long does Rena Sargentopoulos from KMSB TV, how often do you go past the expiration date on your
almost never.
Never?
Almost never. There's a date there for a reason.
See, I'm with you, but let's bring in the third member of the conversation.
Because the cheapest member of the conversation.
I think he's willing to go like 6 months. Like,
no.
He thinks it's just a suggestion.
Well, some of them are. Mm-hmm. Is it an expiration or is it a best buy date? It's a completely different thing. Like box of crackers. Are you paying attention to the expiration date?
Well, normally the expiration date is like 5 years ahead. Okay.
Yeah.
And I can be one where, okay, let's go to the pantry. It's been about 7 years since we've cleaned the pantry out or I've cleaned the pantry out. And all of a sudden you see, my God, this is from the Carter administration. I thought I'd work in the former president since he passed. His funeral was today. And you're like, now I will say this. My father used to be the worst at this. This is kind of gross. I'm just going to be honest. One time he totally forgot to throw some milk at his place in the St. Croix, and I hadn't been there months. And we went out there and we smelled it, and it was god awful. And then when it came out of the carton, you'll never drink milk again. It came out of the carton like it was cottage cheese. And people wonder why I don't drink a lot of milk just on my own. I think that's why.
Scarred.
Yeah.
Mentally scarred.
I seems like you are now up at a corner right now after hearing that story.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that is terrifying.
No, thank you.
All right. Put Reen on hold. It's just normal nonsense with Reen. We've been talking very serious stuff. We talked Jimmy Carter's funeral. We talked instantly pointing fingers about the fire. We had Jamie live on the scene. So we can talk expiration dates. Tell me your thoughts, 651-461-9226. Do you view them as a suggestion, or are you, it gets within 2 or 3 days, and I'm throwing this bleep out of there because I'm that guy. And Raina's that gal, and meanwhile, you're I know better.
Yeah, well, if it smells bad, it still might be worth a shot.
Ugh, gross. 651-461-9226. Okay. Dave, I want you to share this story with Reena and the audience that you shared with me about your lovely wife's food.
It was food that you experienced.
Oh. Microphone.
Yeah, microphone should be on. That helps.
Yep.
I think it was last Tuesday I brought you and Susie Jones in some leftovers of some Thai red curry that my wife had made for our daughter's birthday the previous Saturday. So you experienced it was delicious, right?
It was. I really liked it when I had it 6 months ago.
Well, you had it on the 31st.
Okay.
It was made on the night of the 27th for the birthday that was the following day.
Yeah, 28th. Even, can I just comment briefly? Even then, if I would have known Reena was 4 days, when it's curry, I still might have been, are we pushing it?
Did we push it?
Yeah.
No, it was good, but I'm starting to think maybe that's why I don't remember what I ate on New Year's Eve, because I was in the bathroom from your curry.
Well,
that was old then.
You know it's not true. You knew exactly
Reena,
when the birthday was celebrated.
If curry is 4 days old, you're comfortable, you're wary, or no chance?
I am wary.
You're
that
wary.
Literally on the border. That's okay. On the border.
Okay, we're going past the border. Keep going, Dave.
What if it's 13 days old because I finished it this morning
you
for breakfast?
Better not. Are you kidding me? Did you at least freeze it in between then and now?
No. No, there was a couple
Think
days.
About what he just said. The word he used,
week,
by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you missed it, was no.
There was a couple days late last week when I had been eating it, and I had a little rumblings in the tummy. Things weren't very happy in the evenings. I said, I think that's it. But then that continued over the weekend when I wasn't eating the curry. So then I said, I guess that wasn't the problem. So I've had it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and
now
finished it this morning.
Think about this guy.
It was delicious.
And as I just told him. When
I have a bigger question when you're done.
Yeah, well.
Take that food safety.
I just told him when he dies later today, and I'm asked to appear at the funeral, I'm just going to rip him. Like, I mean, it's supposed to be, oh, geez, Dave, we're going to miss him. I'm going to say, what kind of moron has curry 17 days after it's made? And also, I need the guy.
kind of ego do you have that you think you're going to be asked to come to the funeral?
Asked. I will be asked to speak. I assume I'll be the feature.
I need to talk here.
Go ahead.
Dave Harrigan.
Yes.
Yes.
I think you need to sit down for this one, Dave.
Your wife made soup for your child's birthday party.
It was a spicy Thai curry that the daughter requested for her birthday.
She likes spicy food. I'm proud of that, too. Yeah.
Okay. So then 5 days later, you have enough left over to bring in leftovers. And then for the next 13 days, you continue to eat said soup. Did she cook this in a vat? In a commercial kitchen somewhere? Like, how much soup did this woman create?
She thought she was making lunch for the Minnesota Vikings, and it turned out it was for her daughter. She got confused who she was making it for.
A lot of curry. That's a lot of curry. Biggest pot we have.
That's an excellent observation by Rita.
God.
I mean, a lot of curry. Let's be honest. It's a family of four. Okay, so family of four. I've been there. Rena, you've been there. We've all been there.
And we were feeding grandparents and things like that.
Well, just play along, Rena. You've been there.
I've been there.
You made leftovers for like 2 days, right? That's about it. You know, we'll have the meal. Let's say we have it on a Tuesday. By Thursday, we're wrapping it up. Okay. Now, if it's a freeze food, that's a different situation, right? But Dave looked at you like, freeze? Why would I do that?
Why would I do that?
I'm going to play Price is Right with my stomach.
Is there a problem there?
I don't know, man.
I rely on this guy every day.
There's, again, now your second problem.
Oh, my God. I mean, to me, that's my first problem. Okay. Among the texts here, my wife just cleaned out our pantry, found a can of pumpkin pie filling that expired, wait for it, January 2007.
I'll take that off your hands.
You can't, because he opened it up, tasted it, seemed fine, but she vetoed my suggestion. Oh, my God. At work, a guy was cleaning out the refrigerator, took out some fried chicken that was moldy. The owner complained, asked what color the mold was, because wait for it. Not all mold is bad.
I mean, penicillin, you know.
Oh, my God. Vortex. I'm fine going past a few days for chicken, meat, and dairy. As long as this passes the smell and visual test. I had some Costco pumpkin pie from Thanksgiving, mid-December. Seemed fine. Maybe a little GI grown. What? Okay, let me just be diplomatic here. I get it. If financially you are facing challenges. Okay, so we have the caveat before I get that text attacking me here. So I get it. If you're in a difficult spot, I hope you have an amazing, 2025, and by the end of it, you own the biggest mansion in the country. But if not, Rena, are you ever having food where, by the way, it could be spicy, because you like spicy food, right?
I do, yes.
You think I like spicy food, but you know that maybe not a certain spicy margarita, but that's a separate story.
Correct.
But I don't ever sit there and say, wow, I'm probably going to get, or there's a 50-50 chance I'm going to get sick from this food because it's so old. What the heck? Let's roll the dice.
Yeah, no.
No.
I don't get it. I don't get the mentality.
You people need to learn to live. It's like skydiving every day when I go into the fridge. I'm staring death in the face.
all heroes, Rita, don't wear a cape. Mm-hmm.
Some just have a fork and a spoon and a nice little bowl.
And lots of toilet paper.
Exactly. Yeah, all great texts coming. I can't even get to all of them, but the texters are just better than all of us. I drank a glass of 25-year-old wine at a New Year's party this year. Older than Rena. Wow, what a compliment to you, too.
Oh, nice.
And it was as good as the one-year-old Cabernet I had the week before. Was disappointed? Should have thrown out? I don't think. I kept it in a good place for 25 years.
It all tastes the same.
Okay, but like there are certain vintages of wine and alcohol where how they're preserved it's better. I don't think this was a previously open bottle arena from 25 years ago. They went, hey, we forgot about this one. Let's finish it.
Yeah. No, and like you said, many wines are better the older they get.
Yes, yes, that's correct. Are you working today?
I am indeed. Thanks for noticing.
4, 5, 11, 10, 5, 6. Yeah. Can we get
four, five, six?
Can we get some sort of special message out? How about this one? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Can we get that at some point tonight?
Okay.
Because I think she can work that in, right, Dave?
Plenty of stories that would work.
Plenty
sure.
of stories that would work, but that'll be to us. Which one are we getting that at? The 4 or the 5 or the 6?
I don't know. I have to plan that out. I'll have to go search where that could be fitted.
So that's good programming, though.
I'll probably forget, if I'm being totally honest.
Yeah. Well, that's good programming also, because you want the audience, tens of millions listening, to watch no matter what.
Yes.
I'm going to hit a button. We got to go. See you.